My name is Nellie Hester Bailey. I am the director of the Harlem Tenants Council. We, along with Harlem Fight Back, that is headed by an old, longtime Harlem activist, Jim Houghton, is a co-sponsor of this event this evening. This is a community-sponsored event. And I hope that the flyer that we put out was very clear about that. And I wanted to say and just make a couple of brief remarks before we start as to why we are having this forum and why we think it's important not only for Harlem, but for the city, but for the entire city. We as progressive people, as people of color, as white progressives, as working class people, regardless of your political ideology, if you believe in WBAI and it being a voice of the people, now is the time, more so than ever before, that commands, mandates that we come together in some kind of unison, because those forces that are arrayed against us are much more deadly than the perceived forces from within our own ranks. And I sincerely believe that. We are hoping that this evening will be an opportunity for dialogue done with respect to this institution, this church, St. Mary's Church, which is the seat of many, many progressive activities. And we value this space. We value this space because it is one of a very few spots here in this community that is available to the progressive community. We ask that you respect this institution with respect to our discussion, a discussion that we hope will be without acrimony, bitterness, or whatever. It is very, very important that all of us take that first step toward open and honest dialogue and to understand what it is that we have in common, not what our differences are. Because again, those right-wing forces that are arrayed against us, because we see it all the time, even in my little office, we've had our problems with our telephone off and on for about a year, and it's just unexplainable. I don't want to foster any paranoia, but I just want to make the point that it is important that we do come together. And that was the spirit and the intent in which we held and organized this forum tonight. We invited all of the candidates, and I want to address a couple of issues that have come up, I might add, to my chagrin, because these issues were brought to our attention with a great deal of acrimony. This church is wheelchair accessible. I run a non-for-profit institution, which is a tenants' rights advocacy group. We are extremely mindful and concerned about the disability issue. We have signed on to the Disability Act as a non-for-profit organization here. We chose this church because it is wheelchair accessible. Like so many small community-based organizations, we have to go and take space that is made available to us. We don't have the money to rent space with all of these amenities that meet every specific detail of the law. We are here again out of concern for everyone. This church is wheelchair accessible. We have made arrangements with the precinct across the street that if anyone was wheelchair bound, that they could use the restroom facilities across the street, because again, we wanted to make sure that everyone is included in this debate, regardless of your color, regardless of your disability, regardless of your political ideology, regardless of anything. This is a forum that was open to all. So I want to dispense with those forces, those negative forces, whom, in our opinion, attempted to derail this event tonight. But we will not harp on that Instead, we will move forward, but we wanted people to know that on the issue of the rights of the disabled, it is something that my organization, the Harlem Tenant Council, respects and at all times will avail ourselves and our activities to those folks who are disabled.